Oh man, put that old dumb horn down. Jazz it, show this boy what some real music supposed to sound like. One, two, three, four. Now that's a record. Now that's a record.
For the songs that I sing, not only for the humor, but for the knowledge I bring. To broaden the horizons of others is why I rap this, enlightening minds with my lyrical tactics. In life, everything ain't always what it seems, but people are enchanted by the things that gleam. You know, bright fancy cars, big yachts, and mansions on the beaches of Aruba with your girly romancing. Now I'm about to tell you a very interesting fable. More fun than when you first got cable. But more to be learned from this story to be told is that everything that glitters ain't always gold. I was sitting at home, talking to my girlfriend Gina on the telephone, flipping through the newspaper, checking the news, when I saw an advertisement for a Caribbean cruise. It said sunny skies and romantic nights on an incredible ship, and I got hyped. It said it's like a love boat, basking in the sun, promising fun for you and for everyone. I said, that's dope, baby, you're down? She said, yeah, we can leave right now. The very next day, I put the check in the mail, and 1 week later, we were ready to sail. The brochure said that the if it wasn't for my girlfriend, I wouldn't have went, because the captain was a cross-eyed hunchback with a limp. The cruise was paid for and the food was free, so I said what the hell and set out to sea. It didn't take long to notice something was wrong. The ship was a mess and we were the only ones on it. I didn't want to panic, so I chilled for a while, till the captain pulled up on what we thought was a deserted isle. We looked onto the beach and almost went berserk. We saw 300 natives with spears and grass skirts. They said, I said, hey baby, I guess that means get off the boat. The sheep said they needed a human sacrifice. I said, well, just take my girl. It's sight. I was joking, but things got serious. The leader came out, and he was curious. He got in my face, and his breath was the worst. I said, hey baby, you got some mints in your purse? His breath was stinking with gunky brown teeth and two big, crusty, ashy, hairy feet. The worst thing, he had no toenails on his toes and a big pterodactyl bird bone in his nose. I tried to reason with him. He wasn't with it. That meant forget it. He said, Gunga Shankang, the Wong the Boo. That meant tonight we're having fresh French stew. And I saw it. No, it's not. The big Indiana Jones people cooking pot. I wanted to fight him, but there was no way to beat him. I thought to myself, where's Tarzan when you need him? Just as they were contemplating cooking us up, we had a major stroke of luck, a Navy ship pulled up. The troops came off and they got us out on the pot. And I said to the chief, yo, I get with you, Hops. Said, I hate to tell you, the captain of your ship, he had just escaped from Bellevue. We've been following him, and finally we caught him. But sorry, there's no way that you could possibly get a refund. $1,000 and a weekend down the drain, but a lesson well learned, so let me explain. There's a very important